Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon. Welcome. It is The Drive with Bob and Jeff, Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda, in on a Wednesday, May 22nd. I'll explain here briefly, Jason, while that date is meaningful to me.
Okay.
Bob out today, got a League 42 game at about 6. So no way that he could get in and then still get over for that on time, right?
Wow, probably not. No.
Couldn't do it.
No,
it
couldn't stay until 5:45 and get there. No, all he's got to do is fill out the lineup sheet.
Well.
Oh, he's got to give a speech, though, right?
Yeah, I got to give a speech.
Never mind. Never mind. You're okay, Bob. Go ahead.
No show tomorrow.
What?
Shockers play at 2 o'clock p.m. in the winner's bracket of the American Conference Baseball Tournament in Clearwater, Florida. They pulled the upset yesterday over East Carolina, the top seed. Shockers as the 8th seed into the second round of that winner's bracket, and they play UConn tomorrow.
UConn?
The Huskies.
Good for them. Big win yesterday, obviously.
Yeah, huge win.
We had
Clayton McGinnis on the show. And now Wichita State feeling it a little bit. Although the bad news, if they lose tomorrow, there will be no show here on Friday because the Shockers will play it too. Do we need Rush Limbaugh?
For what?
Over on KNSS?
What do you need Rush for?
Put the game on KNSS.
I would think so.
I mean, I would.
I would. They'd be crazy not to.
Who
don't know.
Who do you think more people in Wichita go to for entertainment? The Drive or Rush Limbaugh?
Well, the
Seriously.
Drive. Come on, let's be honest.
Don't you think?
Let's be honest. It's the Drive.
Are there people who just like, I got to hear Rush
I don't even
today.
Know who Rush Limbaugh is.
I mean, I don't either. He said some racist stuff on ESPN once.
Oh, so then I really want to listen to him. No, not a chance. That's just me, though. That's just me. That's just my opinion. It's just a good one.
Yeah, Rush, I mean, Rush is what Rush is, but I can't imagine, like they do for our show, which is appointment radio every day. No one's getting in front of the radio and saying, I gotta hear Rush.
No, they're not.
You catch Rush and you get him for 10 minutes while you're in your car or
whatever.
And
that's probably enough, I'm guessing.
It has to be.
Yeah, that's probably enough. This 2 hours, you need it all. This show, you need the full 2 hours.
You really do. You
yeah.
gotta be in from start to finish.
Yeah, if you only listen to this show for like 20 minutes, you actually miss it for the rest of the evening.
It's a show. Like it's almost like a story arc that we're telling each and every day. It's a serial show. You can't like people tune in the day. They say, oh, I missed yesterday's show. Will I be caught up? No, you won't.
No, you missed it. It's gone.
Right.
It's not there ever again.
It's not like yesterday's show is just thrown away. That's a part of our show's history.
It's gone.
You have to have heard yesterday's show to pick up what we're talking about today. Yes or no?
Guaranteed.
We don't do a, as previously heard on The Drive before, we should.
Why?
To catch people up because a lot goes on every day.
Oh, a ton goes on every day, but you can't do that. No, you got to listen. If you miss it, you miss it. That's what makes you want to always listen.
Right.
We just break the whole thing down when it comes to radio there?
We really did. And we got podcasts up. You can go to kfhradio.com, radio.com.
Radio.com.
Yeah, you can go to radio.com and hear our show. It's more difficult than when you go to kfh.radio.com, but you can still find our show there. And you should. If you miss any part of it, go back and listen to the podcast, and then you'll be ready for the next one.
There you go.
You can't miss any.
You just filled it in for everybody.
869-1240, the Scenic Twin Peaks Scenic View Hotline. Man, no offense to the Twin Peaks Scenic View Hotline, but I got it, the Taz Locker Room Hotline kind of flows off the tongue a little bit better.
Well, you used it for a while, so it just...
Yeah, but it's the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline.
I like that
That's
one.
What
That's
what it is.
I like that. That sounds good, though.
We're happy to have them attached to our hotline.
Yes, we
Not
are.
Not a lot of people know the hotline number.
869-1240.
No, that's just the regular line.
What's the hotline number?
I'm not going to tell you. You
keep it for me?
Only the Twin Peaks folks get to call into that.
That's fair enough, I guess.
All right, here's why today has, and we're not going to like spend time on this, but just whenever
right, May, yeah, because we never jump off topic on anything, do we?
But whenever May 22nd comes up, it has a visceral meaning to me.
Why? Why do you got to go there?
12 years ago today, Jason, I started my internship at MLB.com in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And I don't think it was the first game, but I think like by the Sunday, we got a Glavine-Smoltz matchup. I think I started on like a Thursday, and it was a Philly series, and then it goes into the Mets series where Glavine was pitching. And I think we had a Glavine-Smoltz matchup in one of those games.
How was that one?
That was good. Got to interview Tom Glavine. It was quite an experience.
So why did you leave?
Because it was an internship.
So you didn't have a choice?
Right. It wasn't a full-time gig.
They didn't offer you a position after that? Is that how that works?
That?
Yeah, I can.
I was told I was highly thought of, but there just weren't any jobs.
Oh, well, that's too bad. They just happened to be full at the time then.
And they've been full ever since somehow. No job ever has opened at MLB.com in the last
Finally,
12 years.
I get to give you a crack at your job like you always give to me.
What do you mean?
Oh, don't even start. I'm not even going to let you get started on that.
When I
continue on. Let's go to something else.
But baseball, Jason, has not been friendly to me ever since.
Honestly?
Before or since 2007. Like the season of 2007, those 4 months from May to September, exactly 4 months between when my internship started and when I had to leave to go back to Ohio because my sister was getting married. 4 months, that's the best baseball has ever been to me.
That's it?
Yep.
Wow, but you keep track of it and watch it religiously almost.
Well, my team's terrible.
They aren't very good. I think they got walloped again today by the A's.
They lost to the A's today 7-2. The A's completed a 3-game sweep. One of the worst road teams in baseball comes into Cleveland and just eviscerates the Indians. And here's two things. And I feel self-conscious when I talk about the Indians because I know nobody really cares. But here's how bad the Indians' offense is, okay? Just as a glimpse into just how awful this team is at hitting a baseball.
Okay.
All right. Yesterday, Carlos Gonzalez is in the cleanup spot. You know Carlos Gonzalez, former Rocky. That's your team.
And he's been sent for assignment today.
No, yeah. Yesterday, he batted cleanup. He got pinch hit for in that game, and today he's cut. So has that ever happened in the history of the game?
I doubt it.
Your cleanup hitter, we will pinch hit for him, and then we'll cut him. I can't imagine that's ever happened to a baseball team.
And you were excited that with that when they picked him up, if I remember correctly.
Well, I was happy to have a guy who breathed on that offense.
Well, he gone.
It's just so sad. And another hitless game for Jose Ramirez today. He's hitting in the 180s.
180s?
Yeah.
This is tough for you. What else is going on with the Indians?
They're terrible.
The Indians are terrible. Have you guys been talking baseball on the show? Because St. Louis has went in the tank, too, in
St.
the last
Louis
few weeks.
St. Louis loses today to the Royals as part of their split doubleheader. The Royals just, again, clobbered the Cardinals. What's up with the Cardinals?
2-8 in their last 10?
2-8. They're falling flat.
I thought that's why Robert wasn't coming in. He just couldn't handle it anymore.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he can't handle it.
I don't know if he can. That's bad.
They're bad, and he can't say a word about my team because his team's terrible.
And your team's got a better record. At least
that
your team's
can't
over
be possible.
Five. Your team's over 500.
What are the Cardinals?
25-23. The Cardinals are now 24-24.
That's too bad. So we're a game better.
That's too bad.
That's really all the Indians have to hang their hat on is just watch if they'll be better than the Cardinals this year. Which good for them. Maybe they will be.
I don't know. I think the Indians are bad.
Twins are running away with that division.
Which is no surprise.
Yeah, but to be that good.
But they were good last year. So why wouldn't they have been good this year? They were okay.
They were good 2 years ago. They were bad last year.
But look at the rest of that division. Cleveland, White Sox, Tigers, and Royals. Like, why not?
Right.
And they get to play them all the time.
But the Indians can't beat any of those teams. They're 7-10 against the rest of the Central.
That's what I'm saying. So look at the rest of the teams in the Central. They're all awful.
Right. Including Cleveland.
Oh, that's my point. Cleveland's bad. Cleveland... They might be done by the All-Star break, Cleveland.
And then you start shipping guys away. Break it up. Blow it up. There's no need to watch.
It looks like it's blown up already on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, get rid of everybody. That's my strategy.
The Yankees, all the injuries seem to be doing well. They're just fine, 30-17.
They've got some magic.
Obviously, they're pretty good. The Red Sox battle back. They're 25-23
Tampa's
now.
Tampa's good.
After an awful start.
There are really only... You can go through the American League, much like Cleveland has for the most of this season so far, outside of a series against the Twins, Houston, and Tampa. There's never really a they don't play anybody good, and yet they're still not good.
And that tells you all you need to know about that team.
In the American American League, you have Tampa, Boston, the Yankees, Houston, and Minnesota. Those are your good teams. Every other series you have, it's like, okay, we could probably take 2 out of 3, no matter what team you are or who you're playing.
Very true. Absolutely.
Like, do you think the Royals are afraid of the Angels, who have 5 more wins?
Nope.
Are the Royals afraid of Toronto, who's 20? I mean,
no.
Royals aren't looking at anybody outside of those 4 or 5 teams and saying, "Ah, we might struggle with this."
And at least the Royals are fun to watch.
And the Royals have the second worst record in the American League.
See, isn't that ridiculous? That's crazy. And their only run differential, like you like to say, is only minus 30.
That's pretty bad.
Well, it's not as bad as Baltimore's, minus 105.
Through 48 games.
Like, that's bad.
That's not only bad, it's sad.
It is kind of sad.
And I get not glad, but mad when I have to report that, I must say. But yeah, there's 5 good teams and the rest are terrible. In the National League, there are teams that are competitive, far more than in the American League. And good for the National League. San Diego is only 25-24, but they've been fun to watch. Arizona's the same way.
Even Colorado and San Francisco are only 21-25 in that
division.
These
teams that are in the middle are still more competitive than a lot of teams in the American League. No one is afraid of Chicago or Oakland or Texas, who has a winning record somehow, or the Angels, Seattle. None of these teams scare anybody.
No. But if, that's the problem.
But if Arizona or San Diego or Pittsburgh get hot, they're in a race.
And they probably will be in the race, even those teams. They still can be, and they probably will be. We're not even a third of the way through the season yet.
All right, let's run down the show today because we've got a big one.
Well, tell me about it.
It's a full show. Next segment, 425, we'll talk to Wichita Wizards player, former Heights Falcon basketball player, Gavin Thurman. He'll be on to talk about his time with the Wizards. He played at Neumann University, played at Missouri State. He's got a camp coming up, I believe, in the summer. They put out a flyer that didn't have a date on it.
That's not good.
So
he'll fill us in.
Yeah. Send us the PDF, Gavin, and we'll put a date in there for you.
Exactly.
In fact, we'll just edit that thing and send it back out to you. 4:45, we'll talk to Brett Lintz, who is the baseball coach at Wichita Trinity, who I believe is 18-1, and in Salina against Mulvane in the first round of the Class 4A baseball tournament. They're not hosting, but they will be the home team as the higher seed.
Understandable.
So Brett Lintz, kind of walking into enemy territory here. We're kind of a Mulvane house.
No, well, not today.
Not today. We got to be a Wichita Trinity house.
Exactly. But we can ask about it.
The Knights, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
We'll rile it up.
Oh, yeah, we'll
bit.
Get through it. Don't worry about it.
There's no need not to ruffle any feathers. We can do that.
Well, we can ruffle, especially me. I'm not going to be here the next few days.
Right. You can say
I'm
whatever
good.
You want.
And I will.
I hope you do.
Okay.
At 5 o'clock, we'll start Top 10 Wednesday. Top 10 sports trophies or awards that you'd like to win.
Oh.
You got any?
I got a few.
Are they all hockey related?
No.
Are any of them? Don't spoil it. But you got to...
Oh, there's
sure.
one in there, of course. I mean, anybody listening to the show over the last couple of years probably have a pretty good idea of one of mine.
Sure.
I would think.
Well, you grew up in Canada.
Exactly.
Of course you want
the curling.
The Conn Smythe trophy.
No, the curling. I thought you were talking about curling.
Curling? Is there a curling trophy?
Oh, is there a curling trophy?
Did you look
trophy?
It up?
I can't. Can't tell you. I'd ruin it if I was to tell you.
Don't spoil it. That's coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll both do our lists. And at 5:40... We'll kind of recap the day with Anthony Capra, as we've been...
Why wouldn't we?
That's tradition.
I was very upset that we didn't have Cap on last time I was here.
I know, but
it literally hurt. It was painful.
It kind of hurt the rhythm of the show, didn't it?
It wasn't the same.
There was something missing.
Yeah, man, it was Cap.
Yeah.
But now I know he's coming, so it's good.
But I don't know how often we should have him on every time we do the show together. But now my dad is starting to...
Your dad is not here.
He's starting to not be on the show once a week. So should we have Capper on once a week? Or is that too much? Is that overkill?
That's not enough.
He's supposed to be an attraction, you know, like Andre the Giant back in the WWF days.
Oh, Andre the Giant.
He wasn't just on every week. When he was in a match, it was a big match. And it was an attraction, right? So shouldn't we treat Anthony Capper the same way? We don't want to overuse him.
No, well, maybe. I understand what you're saying. But I like Cap.
Well, we love Cap.
Well, so then I want Cap on.
He's on the show a lot.
He's a good player.
We obviously enjoy his company and his presence.
Yes, we do.
And his insight.
Yes, we do.
Okay. And he'll be able to talk about Wichita State baseball a little bit. As we mentioned, they beat East Carolina yesterday. I'm sure he'll have some thoughts on that.
And so they play tomorrow at 2. Who are they playing tomorrow?
UConn. If they win, do they play Friday still, but later, Tom, or do they have another day off?
If they win, they'll play Saturday.
They play Saturday, another day off.
Save those arms.
Yeah, that's big.
That's
huge. So tomorrow becomes a huge game for Wichita
State. Oh, I hope they pull it out tomorrow.
Let's talk about the Stanley Cup finals now. We're down to St. Louis and Boston.
We are.
Boston is just everywhere in sports. They were in the Super Bowl with the Patriots. Baseball, the Red Sox won the World Series last year, and now here come the Bruins with a chance to win the Stanley Cup. Who should I be rooting for in this series? Break this down for
well,
me.
You got Tuukka Rask, you got Binnington. Goaltending, I think, is about
quit saying
even.
Names. Just break it down.
Why? Because you don't know names. Why? How come when I know something that you don't, then it's like, no,
but
keep
if,
it stupid.
But
if I know something, I'm going to make you look dumb, dudes.
No.
Because that's just the way it works in here.
Listen, if you came in from outer space.
Outer space.
Or just, I don't know where. And you asked me to explain the NBA finals to you. I wouldn't, or the NBA playoffs. I wouldn't say, well, the Warriors have Curry and Draymond Green. That would mean nothing to you. I would
no.
say, hey, the Warriors do the game better. Because
the Warriors do the game better.
They score better.
That's probably what will. Yeah, that's
well, you're
probably
from outer
it.
Space. You don't know what that means.
It's going to be. They're both big physical teams. It should be fun. I don't. It's not going to be a track meet. I think it's going to be probably a lower scoring affair. Is my guess. They each have one pretty solid line that can score. I think when it comes to scoring, St. Louis may be more well rounded, but Boston probably has the better scorers defensively. I think it's even. I think it's going to be a good series.
Have the Blues ever won a cup?
The Blues, this is the first time the Blues have been in the Stanley Cup since 1970.
Wow.
49, half a century.
Did they win it that year?
I do not believe they won. I think they lost it that year, if I'm correct. But the fact that they're in it right now, and I said after the first round, I was kind of cheering for Colorado or St. Louis. So I'm pulling for St. Louis. But if I was a betting man, which I'm not... Sigh. I would probably take Boston.
I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah,
I know
you
were going for a reaction
you
there. But I was thinking about the next thing I was going to say.
I'm hoping for I'm cheering for St. Louis, but if I was a betting man, I'd probably bet on Boston
you're
to
not,
win the series.
Rob LeBritz.
Jeez, here
how bad did
go.
That feel, by the way?
It didn't it was fine.
Here's my question for you. And you'll have insight on this I'm not necessarily leading you in one direction or the other, but I was thinking about the Blues today, and I would say their best or at least most famous player that they've ever had is Brett Hull. True or false?
True.
Who else
true.
Are you thinking of? Al MacInnis?
No, Al MacInnis was good, but I was always partial to a guy named Adam Oates.
Okay.
Who played with Hull on that line, and Oates was a passer, he's a disher, he had assists, tons of assists all the time. I respected him and his game. I liked him. But if you're going to talk about well-known and people that know, it's Brett Hull.
Well, then your preference for Adam Oates may be that you somewhat agree with my, at least, not necessarily my opinion, but the premise of the question, is Brett Hull overrated in the annals of hockey history?
I wouldn't say he's overrated.
I was looking at his numbers today. They're really good. But
yeah,
for 4 years, he had 100 points, and then he never did again. I know that's not necessarily
yeah, but he
benchmark.
Had a ton of goals. He was a goal scorer.
He was
a goal scorer. Like it's the same thing. A guy that comes to mind, Mike Bossy, he was the same. Scored a ton of goals. wasn't much of a setup guy, but scored a ton of goals. Got Yeri Curry, who played with Gretzky, scored a ton of goals. But Brett Hull was a good player. He was a good. He had maybe one of the best one-timers in hockey is ever seen.
Okay, before we take a break, that's another thing I've been meaning to ask you. Explain what all the shots, types of shots mean. What is a one-timer?
So if I'm passing,
you get passed and you shoot it.
You shoot it before you don't stop it. You're one-timing it. So if it's coming at you at 30 miles an hour, you're shooting it. It's off your stick.
Okay.
So it's a one-timer from the. Usually it's a pass across the ice a little bit, and you're one-timing.
There's no such thing as a two-timer.
No, there's not a such thing as a two-timer
outside
in hockey.
Tommy, who has been known to run around in his.
Well, game. that's you and Tommy can talk about that. I'm not going to get involved in Tommy's personal life on the show.
Wrister is just you flick your wrist.
You're holding it in your wrist shot. Snapshot is quicker than a wrist shot, so it's more like a quick toe drag. It's an end of your stick, pull it, snap it.
Okay.
That's a snapshot. Slap shot is just wind it up and let her buck.
There you go.
Backhand is you're on your offhand, and obviously those shots are not that hard.
What was your forte as a player?
Backhand.
You're a backhand guy.
Well, because backhands are hard to save because the goalies don't know where it's going.
Sure.
So it makes it more difficult. And I didn't have a bomb for a shot anyway. So when I scored, it was all within 5-10 feet of the net.
There you go.
Because it's easier to score from there than 50 feet.
Perfect.
It took me a while to figure that out, but I got to it.
Fair enough. All right, we'll take a break. That was a fantastic segment. I enjoyed the heck out of that, if I'm being honest. I really thought that was fun. We didn't even get to my main headline of the day, and I don't even know if we will now. Drake sucks. But we might talk about Drake.
Fair enough.
What a tired act. But next segment, we'll talk with Gavin Thurman of the Wichita Wizards, former Heights basketball player. He'll talk about the success that the Wizards are having. They have a game coming up, I believe, Friday, but I'll double check. Stay with us. Jason Duda, Jeff Lutz on The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.